The concluding part of my journey, my HSCT roller coaster.
What's your post-HSCT MS state from getting home until today?
Well, back home, about 4 months after I'd had my treatment, I shared video footage with my newly appointed neurologist and haematologist on one of my first follow-up appointments. The video showed me the day before discharge from the hospital walking quite freely for about 3 or 4 metres without the need of any kind of assistance. But by now, though, I was experiencing the latent effects of chemotherapy and was leaning really heavily on 2 canes. So I didn't actually resemble the footage, but I did retain the improved cognitive position that I showed in the hospital after treatment, though felt that I was slowly losing the physical gains that I'd realised. For a while, I moved through different levels of wellness, sometimes feeling strong and upbeat while other times experiencing total body weakness and a return of old symptoms, sometimes often worse than they were before I'd had the treatment. I went into early menopause as well, and my hormones were all over the place, which brought on bouts of depression. I coined this stage as the roller coaster ride, and like many HSCT patients, I believed that the real improvements would come once the effects of the chemo had diminished. We're told that the roller coaster ride can last up to 2 years after treatment, so many bide their time only to find that 2 or 3 years later, they seem to still be waiting for significant benefit while their disease remains worse than it was before HSCT. And in some ways, I felt like my MS was continuing to progress, despite gaining some improvements early on. I was definitely what's known as a responder to HSCT, but with the return of some difficulties relating to mobility, I believed I was one of the 25% who needed further disease ablation, what I called top-up. Top-ups are courses of chemotherapy divided and spread out over anything up to 6 months for the purpose of destroying those pre-HSCT rogue cells that still remain after the treatment and are responsible for low-level immune inflammation. So after receiving top-ups, I did experience marginal improvements to my mobility again. But as before, the benefits gradually disappeared. After this, my new neurologist advised me that more chemo could create other health complications, and I definitely agreed with him, so declined another course. It's at this stage that I made a difficult but liberating decision to stop destroying my now fragile immune system with more chemotherapy and steroids and other pharmaceuticals, and start the long but achievable journey of healing my body using a natural approach. HSCT is not for everyone, but I believe that it's important that it's understood and clearly made available to patients much earlier in the disease, preferably before there is disability. This does not guarantee treatment success, but it provides a stronger probability.
It's good to hear you commenting so favourably about HSCT, but in your own case, do you feel it was worthwhile having HSCT, or do you now regret having it?
Personally, I neither regret having HSCT nor hail it as the miracle cure treatment. Most people who receive treatment have had to raise funds and take their family and friends on an emotional journey of hope and cure. They understandably feel guilty if they were to admit the failure of the treatment, and a sense of disappointment can overshadow everything at this stage. Yes, there are HSCTers with incredible stories about how their lives have been transformed because of the treatment. People like a lady called Carmel Turner, who I think she lives in Australia, who got up out of her wheelchair and walked, and I believe is still walking and working in a job she loves, something that she couldn't do before the treatment. There are others with less dramatic yet very encouraging stories, but I can't ignore those for whom treatment results have been disappointing, or people like me that after HSCT have struggled because of the side effects. I am glad I was in a position to use HSCT, and I definitely experienced some significant improvements after treatment, even though some of these were short-lived. The biggest improvement that has stayed with me to this day is one that restored my cognitive abilities to allow me to even construct this story. However, I do sometimes wonder whether maybe my cognitive state would have recovered on its own after what appeared to be a relapse that I was having.
Phoebe, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes. As an avid researcher, my motto has always been knowledge is king. It is understandable that when faced with an opportunity to halt a disease like MS, we invest the majority of our time assessing its efficacy and safety. Of course, these two areas are the backbone of any treatment. There have long been discussions and speculation that HSCT can cause cancer, but there is no strong evidence to support this. Yes, I have heard about a few people being diagnosed with cancer after their HSCT, but cancer does not just develop overnight. So chances are it was already there before this treatment was started. Having said this, I do recognise that maybe HSCT can accelerate the pace of existing cancers. So I feel that it's right that there is always a healthy level of awareness. I also think we need to know more about the long-term side effects of some of the drugs that are used in treatment. For example, cyclophosphamide, which is a chemotherapy drug, and prednisolone, which is a steroid. They are both known to cause peripheral nerve damage, which may be temporary, but can also be permanent. It's also worth knowing that some of the side effects from chemo-related treatments like HSCT do take time before presenting themselves. For example, a number of people who have received HSCT have reported being diagnosed with AVN, avascular necrosis. It's a painful, destructive disease of the bones that brings with it the need to replace hips, knees, and other joints, and is most often the result of using prednisolone and or steroids. These side effects do not affect everybody. They certainly haven't affected me. But we have to ask ourselves, does it make sense to use drugs that have the potential to damage us further? I don't believe that the information would deter many people from receiving HSCT, but it would be a good idea for us to all know this before using these drugs, whether they are being used to manage the disease, and certainly if one is considering HSCT. It's also worth investigating and asking ourselves the question about the risk-reward ratio.
Finally, please tell us how you are and what you are doing to look after your health today.
As well as using a combination of other natural therapies, today, and for quite a while, I've been following protocol scientifically researched and used to treat MS and other autoimmune conditions with success. The research and studies were carried out by the late Frederick Klenner, MD, and involve using high doses of vitamins and minerals in a completely orthomolecular practice. See, contrary to what we are told about MS being irreversible, Dr. Klenner proved that myelin can and does repair when given the right ingredients in which to do so. I wasn't expecting much to happen for a while, but since starting the protocol, I have already experienced great improvements to many of my MS symptoms. It is a long process, but it can be achieved.
Thank you.